And so I went back by the hospital to see Mama. That was one reason I was anxious to get to. So I went back by and I told Mama, I said, Mama, I'm going to get you a new daughter Sunday. There was a preacher there right next door to her. And she said, you get the license and we'll get married here Sundays. And I'll get Preacher Peele to marry us. Says after he has church service in the evening. So I come on back, and my aunt didn't know that old home place, not Aunt Mabel, but this one never did marry, Aunt Dora.
The one that's got to your daddy's toe from.
Yeah, well, Aunt Dora, she and called me up on the phone and asked me what I'd do a paper. She was getting old, she had some houses she rented out. And she said, I've got to go back to bed today and I'm too nervous to drive. And said, if you don't mind it, you come in and drive me over there getting a rent. Said, if I don't get it daily, they may spend it and put me off a while. And says, I'll go by and get something to keep. We'll have dinner together. So, you know, Piggy Wiggy used to be up not far from the courthouse. So she went to the Piggy Wiggy, at least I drove by, and she went in. I went down there and got the license. And I come back, and I was sitting there looking at her. And she come out, and she said, what is that advertising? She said, it was a serpent, you know, somebody put it down. Gave it. I said, that's not no advertisement. I said, that is my marriage license. She bust out laughing. She said, you think that girl's going to marry you, sure enough? Just mention one time? I said, yes, she really meant business, buddy. And she said, well, why don't you go back over there? Mr. Wallace, Steve Wallace was on there then. She said, go back over there and try to get Steve and give you money back. Said, she's just going to make a fool out of you. Said, she's going to have a big laugh. I said, she's not that kind. So we went over there. And I had another aunt living right next door to this house that my aunt rented out. So I went up there and talked to Aunt Annie while she was getting the rent. And I told Aunt Annie about getting married. And both of them thought that she was just going to fool me. Well, Saturday, I gathered some of every kind of vegetable I had. I even had some watermelon candles. I carried them. And I got there. And they cooked some of everything I had to cook. And then her and I, and them days, gas was rationed when me and her got married. And I thought I had enough gas. And I went over across town to get her son that was married and his wife. And you know, that takes more gas. So she had two grandchildren she was taking care of. So we left now and come on back. We had a detour at Hampton. The bridge was out. It was repaired or something. And we come on around a dirt road and I run out of gas. Oh.
And bringing the grandchildren with you?
Yeah, I had them too with
them. See, she taking care of the grandchildren.
And y'all raised the grandchildren.
They was pretty good size. I'll show you a picture.
The welfare was hitting her and him after she taking them to raise them.
Well, you can do things like that then, but now, you know, you're scared with people.
I had that in life.
Now, this is you and her.
That's
when you
right.
were a young man. You still paid. You said that you weren't as heavy as you are.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, honey, he fattened up since he come in.
Anybody wouldn't know it, probably, but she was half Indian.
Half Indian.
Sure
well,
was.
She's got high cheekbones. She's a nice looking woman.
Yeah, she come to this country from Alabama to Georgia. She was smart, too.
Well, it don't take 2-3 years for nobody to get married.